Colossians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother. To the saints and faithful brothers in Christ who are at Coloss, grace to you, and peace, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which you have towards all the saints. Because the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned of Epaphras our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you might walk worthy of the Lord pleasing to all, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Because all things were created by him, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones, or dominions, rule, kingdoms, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him, and for him. And he was before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he might have first place in all things. Because it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness live. And, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, I say, whether they are things in earth, or things in heaven. And you, who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and without blame and above reproach in his sight. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature that is under heaven, of which I Paul am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Of which I am made a minister, according to the stewardship of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is revealed to his saints. To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Non-Jews. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect. Spiritually mature. In Christ Jesus. For this reason I also labor, striving according to his working, who mightily works in me. Colossians chapter 2. Because I want you to know what great conflict I have for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for as many as who have not seen my face in the flesh. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should deceive you with enticing words. Because though I am absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and seeing your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Because in him lives all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, in which also you have risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all sins. blotting out the handwriting of laws that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food, or in drink, or in respect to a holy day, or of the new moons, or of the Sabbath days. Saturdays, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man deceive you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered, and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Since you are dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to laws? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and teachings of men. Those things indeed have a show of wisdom in will worship, and humility, and neglecting of the body. Not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Colossians chapter 3. If you then have risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Because you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. Put to death therefore the parts of you which are worldly, fornication, sex outside of marriage, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desire, and covetousness, greed, lusting for things that belong to others, which is idolatry. For these things sake the wrath, anger, judgment of God comes on the children of disobedience, in which you also walked some time, when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, anger, judgment, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge after the image of the one who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, uncivilized, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all, and in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, compassions, kindness, humbleness of mind, humility, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also you do likewise. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing, encouraging one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, because this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey your masters in all things according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that you shall receive from the Lord the reward of the inheritance, because you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons.
Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. In all things praying also for us, that God would open to us a door to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it known, as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those on the outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state Tychicus shall declare to you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent to you for this purpose, that he might know your estate, and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known to you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, Barnabas' sister's son, from whom you received commandments. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, Jews. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Because I bear him witness, that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas, greet you. Salute the brothers who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, have it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. Let it be.